of our current approach to teaching about sexuality is that we don't understand why our sexual worldview is a critical aspect of following Jesus. Sex and sexual questions seem to be random, disconnected problems rather than integral to our Christian life. We don't think of sexuality as representing Christian maturity, nor do we understand how it is an essential part of our faith. Sexual discipleship will only occur when we see how sexuality dovetails with the larger picture of what it means to be a Christ follower. Jesus gave his disciples, including modern-day followers, a clear commission. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Matthew 28:19-20. Our primary work is to preach the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection and make disciples of those who trust in him. Everything we teach, including how to honor God with our sexuality, must be an extension of those two overarching goals, evangelism and discipleship. Our conversations about sex must be rooted in a deep desire to see people know the love of Jesus and follow him as disciples. We don't talk about sex simply to condemn people or to prove a point, nor do we adopt the cultural view that sexual choices and opinions don't matter. We engage with sexual issues because they overlap with what Jesus has commanded us to do, to share his truth and make disciples. We have a mission. It's not to convince people that sex outside of marriage is sinful. After all, Jesus didn't say, "Go into all the world and make virgins and heterosexuals." He told us to make disciples. Our mission is to exalt Jesus as Lord, Creator, and Savior of every aspect of our lives, including sexuality. Why we have to talk about sexuality? I believe that the sexual pain and confusion in our world represent extraordinary opportunities for Christians to both preach the love of Jesus and winsomely make disciples of all nations. The model of sexual discipleship integrates sexual issues and the Great Commission. It's founded on the premise that in order to fulfill the Great Commission, we have to be equipped to talk about sexuality. Here's why. Reason 1. Hurting people want hope. John Piper wrote, "The quickest way to the heart is through a wound." He wrote this in reference to Jesus' rather intrusive statements to the Samaritan woman at the well as recorded in John chapter 4. Jesus loved this woman and wanted to give her the living water of eternal life. While she steered the conversation toward theology, he went after her sex life. Why? Was he trying to humiliate her or expose her? I don't think so. I agree with John Piper. Jesus knew how to get to this woman's heart. Endless hours of discussing the Jewish law and the theology of worship would have done nothing to change her life. But when the conversation turned personal, her need for healing and love became front and center. You and I have the same opportunity to make the gospel relevant and personal to those who are silently suffering around us. Good luck talking to your coworker about what the Bible says about their sexual choices, or inviting them to your church to hear a sermon about the sovereignty of God. People couldn't care less about our theology, but they are desperate for truth that can address their pain. People are looking for help for their addictions and hope for their broken hearts. They want living water. If we run away or become judgmental or uncomfortable anytime we see sexual pain, we will miss the greatest opportunities to enter the pain of their sexual brokenness and share the love of Jesus Christ. True confessions here, I'm an introvert. When I fly on airplanes, I'm one of those antisocial people who puts on noise-canceling headphones and work from takeoff to touchdown. But every now and then, God makes it clear that my work for the day is to talk to someone. I recently had one such opportunity. I was in the window seat and a young man in his mid-20s was in the middle seat. He was friendly and quickly struck up a conversation with me. His girlfriend also had a middle seat in the row across from us. She kept glaring at us as her boyfriend and I chatted. Eventually.